Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Wise Mind. This is your radio host, Gigi Adams-Evans, along with modern philosopher, Mr. Johnson E.S.T. Lodge. As the music plays in the background, we have just begun. We have only just begun to open the door to another realm of lectures and thinking and re-educating and revamping the mind. We hope that you engage with us in dialogue every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. We have a wide variety of conversations to cover tonight, including bullying, which is always our main topic, bullying the epidemic. How can we solve it? What proof do you have or knowledge that you have of finding ways to help to stop the bullying in your neighborhood, in your area, in your life, if you've ever been bullied before? We'd like to know that. So give us a call at 646-200-3817. Not necessarily proof per se, as I said, but give us that information. We'd like to hear it. We'd like for you to engage in our audience. You can also tweet us with questions that we can ask over the line, over the air. And Tito is Papacito, P-A-P-A-C-I-T-O, Papacito, 1955 on Twitter. Again, that's Papacito, Cito, P-A-P-A-C-I-T-O, 1955 on Twitter. And mine is Gigi1015 at Twitter. So give us a call, tweet us, and let us know, and we'll be glad, more than happy, to read your questions over the air, and Tito will answer them appropriately as far as he can possibly do that in the span of time that we have on the radio show. What the world needs now is for understanding and love and hope, caring. We need people that are balanced. We need everyone to love one another. We don't need discrepancies that so many people cause in your life, and we don't need people to try to shut your lives down that so many people have done, you know, in the past and in the present. We've had too many changes within this world, and we need one love. One love, and that's what this show is about, to help you to reinvent your mind, to help you to move forward. So I'd like to say thank you for all of the listeners out there. We're heard around the world globally, and we really, really, really appreciate you listening in. Tweet us, give us a tweet, and let us know how you feel about the show. Again, that's Tito Papacito, P-A-P-A-C-I-T-O, 1955. On Twitter, and also myself, Gigi1015 on Twitter. I'd like to give a special thanks out to Miss Arlene Brown of the Arlene Brown Mitchell TV Network, her NGRA show, and all of the wonderful, wonderful links that she has for all of the wonderful things that she does, her Majestic Rose Travel Company. If you're able to travel and you want discounts, go to Majestic Rose. That's Miss Arlene Brown Mitchell of the Arlene Brown TV Network. If you're a recording artist and you'd like to have information about becoming booked or getting hosted or all those other things that go along with recording artists, you can also engage in contacting Mr. Franz Ace of Middleton Music Records for hip-hop records and recording, also for gospel music and recording as well. You can also engage in activity with Mr. Kenny Fuller, who is with Sideblock Generals and Euphorium Records. They're looking for hip-hop artists always. So give them a call and let them know exactly what you're in for, what you're doing, and how to go about contacting them for your hip-hop records. Let's see. I'd like to also say hello to my family and friends who are listening in. And I hope that everybody's doing fine. I'm praying that my family members will gather in a circle tonight for the tragic event that happened in our family. We lost another loved one, and of course the anniversary of my mother's death is also on Wednesday, and it's one of those things that you just never get used to. So anyway, we're going to engage in love tonight as always, and we hope that you'll be dedicated to your families, your loved ones, and your friends. Remember, love trumps hate. Thanks.
Hi, Tito, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Gigi. How are you doing?
I'm great. We had a very long introduction today. I just had to get everything out that was on my mind for now. And I'm great. I'm ready to rumble. Our Loving Mind Part 2 is ready to come. And I know you have interesting insight and more topics and subject matter and education and knowledge to throw into the show tonight. So let's get busy.
Okay, thank you so very much. I'd like to warmly welcome each and every one of our listeners tonight, those who are listening live right now, and our fellow friends and supporters who are not able to do that now, but registered or taped the show to listen later on, because I want everyone to know that we are so appreciative of their support to especially donations, financial donations, because this is what is, it is because of their donations that we are able to do the kind of work that we are doing in transforming lives from around the globe, as they know, friends and people that we don't know from many different countries around the globe are calling and displaying their gratitude for information that they get to offer, which serve them, and we want to continue to do that. So without any further notice, I would like to get started with tonight's show, the topic, lecture on the topic. Last week, we had the part one of Loving Mind was one approach. Was the approach of last week's topic, which was Loving Mind, was one from our human energy. And we covered that human energy, love energy, is one that our mind is more than equipped, able, and capable to cultivate while we are going through this physical journey on Earth. However, it needs universal wisdom of love to guide and guard its decision-making process along the way. And this is what Wise Mind Radio Show, this is the vision and purpose for Wise Mind Radio Show. We educate our listeners to universal energy wisdom, of which is love. And we are looking forward tonight to start with tonight's show topic, which is Loving Mind, Part 2. And tonight we're going to look at Loving Mind from the universal energy of love, because there are two versions of love. One is spiritual and one is human. The loving mind from the spiritual approach is one that is fully guarded and guided by love, universal energy. As I have mentioned to you in the beginning of the show, that love is the energy through which all have come to be, starting with life. It is the same energy that creates our being. And as human beings, again, we are, it is two components that forms our entity. There is a human part of us, and there is a being part of us. The human part of us is the one that we were birthed from mortal parents, and from the human approach, our being was created by love, universal energy, which makes our being a spiritual energy, and any energy that our being creates is spiritual energy. This is the reason why our mind is a spiritual energy. However, our being creates our mind for the purpose of reasoning, visioning, and creating any lifestyle that it so choose to cultivate during its physical journey on Earth. However, though it is able to do that, it has to have the wisdom to enable it to do that. Otherwise, it may never get to anywhere. Shortly from that, there is a factor very important that I believe many of you will be able to connect with it, is that, yes, our parents and grandparents and fellow friends have done the best that they can to offer us, to pass on to us, knowledge and wisdom that they know. However, education of the mind has never been one of them, from what I know. And not only me doing researches, because I'm a modern philosopher, and I have philosopher colleagues from everywhere around the globe. And we talk a lot about this subject. It was about 24 years ago, after the creation of character counts, I began to create universal wisdom educations for self-development wisdom and teaching it too, which becomes a signature of an institute that I create. And then I did incorporated with the state of Maryland Self-Development Wisdom Institute. The purpose for it was to, or is, to inspire and stimulate all minds to the point, and keep them stimulated to the point where those minds would automatically become activated at the being level. What so much we have learned on Earth, they also activate our minds, but only at the human level, because the mind was created so it can be activated at both human and being level. If it's only activated at human level, it's not good news. It will never, regardless what kind of physical asset someone may think that he or she has, that person will always be missed. There will always be a very vast, empty space within that person, because it is the mind of that person is limited to only what the naked eye can see, the hands can touch, etc. A loving mind is one that any mind at any age can create, though I always believe that, and I have been working as much as I can to explain that to individuals who make educational decisions on behalf of their citizens, the community members, to start those kind of education, self-development education for human beings at the very early age of a person. Why? Because though it can be done at any time, for the fact that the mind can be a mind can be invented and reinvented at any moment of a person's existence. That is its nature. And of course, we encourage everyone to get into the habit of examining their activities, reconcile with their past as they are practicing a very good habit of reconciling with each day. At the end of each day, don't let things lingering around, unfinished business lingering around for a long time, because you will forget any information that you are not using regularly. They will not be erased, but they will not come back around easily, and you will forget. And that is one way so many minds are being bullied without notice. The title of tonight's show is Bullying the Solution. A mind that is fighting or searching for the truth about this person's existence and what this person can do with all the loving love energy that this person possessed can cause this mind to become bullied so much that this person would take the frustrations of the nagging of those of that desire to discover how to manage and create, invent, and reinvent his or her mind. And this is what bullying is very much derived from. It is from being fresh. It is from frustration. A loving mind above human level is one that is not only connected spiritually, but also enjoying an energy relationship with all energy characteristics of love. Yes, love creates, it is through love everything have come to be. However, through our being, there has to be and there needs to be a union, a working union between a person's mind, being, and heart for the completeness of this person's existence. This universe is a dark place. Though you may, well, let's say we may say that we can see things with our naked eyes. That's not true. It's not everything we can see. Most everything, we cannot see them. And the only way to be able to see on a wide range level is to use the eyes of our mind, which is a spiritual energy. Energy can see the past, the present, and the future, specifically spiritual energy can see the past, the present, and the future. When we allow our minds to be used to handle responsibilities for love, spiritual energy, during our journey on earth, we become more than conquerors. Because the way that it works, and which is the reason why tonight's show title is The Loving Mind. The loving mind is one that is cultivated to allow the flow of life, love, and all spiritual energies through it. We are not here to gather. We're not supposed to. That's very important. What comes to us as far as, let's say for me, who is a spiritual philosopher, look, what I wanted to say, spirituality is a lifestyle that I cultivate routinely. I mean, from any time that I'm awake until I fall asleep again, my mind is at a level, is functioning at a meditative mode all the time. Of course, yes, I take care of things at the human level. But I commit my mind to be used to receive revelations, informations, so I can pass it on to each of you. Why? Because you do not have to suffer of anything when you have other ways that you can create to achieve goals, visions, and dreams that you have. It is only when you have one option. That is when you have to work hard, even though, well, you won't know if what you are working towards is going to work or not, but you are limited. That's all you can do. What is in front of you at the human level, that's all you can imagine. And this is the reason why tonight we are talking about a loving mind at the being level, which is spirituality. You can create a universe if you want to. If you have created one already and you get bored with it, you can create another one, because the mind can create any lifestyle it wants to at any moment. If one is not working well for the moment because there is a factor of timing, well, put it aside, create another one. You don't have to be suffering from lacking of inspiration. No, this shouldn't be happening to you. If it is happening, do not blame yourself, my dear friend. We all had to learn everything And if those knowledge weren't available to you, if you didn't grow up with them tattooed in your mind, for example, me personally, I'm so grateful for my parents because they are they started shaping my wise mind since I was, I mean, I grew up like that. When I was 4 or 5 years old, people from my father's churches were saying to my dad, Tito will be the best teacher of love, spiritual energy, wisdom. There is. They can see that in me because that's all I wanted. I wanted to know. I wanted to know how Jesus does things because the church, that's what my dad was, an ordained Baptist minister. How the prophets followed leadership. What is leadership? What is obedience? What is this? What is that? And but not every one of you, not every one of us has had a father like me, like mine was. And this is the reason why I commit myself to pass on to you every knowledge at the being level, spiritual level that I know. We are approaching the first 30 minutes of the show, the first half of the show. I'd like to turn the mic to Gigi to see what she's got to share with you. And please stay online so we can reconnect to where we left at. Your mind is a good mind, and that's what we will build from when we come back online. Gigi? Gigi? Oh, man, we have a... Okay,
okay.
I know that the weather is bad here down in Florida.
We have it bad here, too. We're having a storm come through our area right now. But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, and we will have sudden delays sometimes, so just be patient with us, please, and don't hang up. If you're calling in, stay on the line, and we'll get to you as soon as possible. We were expecting a guest tonight, but I guess maybe they're having problems also. But maybe he'll call in before the night is over with, hopefully. But you can tweet us at GG1015 and Papacito 1955. That's Tito, and that's the man that you need to talk to for consultations. And you can also go to his website, www.wisemindevelopment.com. That is one word, all in lowercase. Wise Mind Development, and you'll be able to talk with him and speak with him about issues that are going on with you, and he can help you in greater areas of your life. So I'm going to give the mic back to Tito. We're going into I'll go into a music break later so we can get more involved in the detail of the show. Of course, our topic is bullying, as always, with an underlying subtopic. Part two of The Loving Mind. So, Tito, back to you.
Thank you so very much, Gigi. Thanks, everyone, for staying with us. I'm blessed, very, very blessed, with the responsibility that I took up on to be a voice to or leader to your education of the mind, of the wisdom of the mind. I have discovered a universal relativity theory of the mind many, many, many years ago, and I have used it to create many different types of education, self-development, with some education. I have done that for many individuals, and I have been speaking about it to groups for many, many years and communicate with, as I mentioned earlier, with philosophers, psychologists, neurologists in regard to the power, importance, and value of the flow of energy through our minds or from our minds connected to our brain. However, I know nothing about the brain except that it's there to find me instant gratification. That's all I wanted to know about it. If I need to know anything else, they are brain surgeons. Thank God for each one of them. I would ask them questions, or they will take care of that for me. I'm very, not just committed. I mean, this is what I want to do. I'm all out for it. The equation of that universal relativity theory that I discovered is simple, and I will try to repeat it twice so you can seize on it. W plus D equals B. W plus D equals B, translated as wisdom plus wisdom plus decision equal behavior. W plus D equal B is translated as wisdom plus decisions equal behavior. Bullying and suicide practices have become a mentality that so many individuals practice, and I'm very sorry that so many lives have been or got lost because they were not fortunate to be exposed to universal relativity theory of the mind so they can, to enable them, wisdom, education to enable them to not only manage their mind, but to use it wisely. Yes, many I have come across minds of so many of different ages, they still believe that they don't know the difference between the brain and the mind. And this is how come I'm covering on this, because we are the show topic tonight is loving mind at the being level, meaning spiritual level. Our minds can create. That's what it does. It does it naturally. And in fact, inventing and reinventing the mind, our mind does it. But us, the reason many of us don't know would say, well, I'm not aware of that. No, you're not aware of that because you have not developed spiritual awareness to monitor certain behaviors or any behavior of your mind. There are things that you used to think about and do when you were 6 years old. Do you do them now? No. So your mind has been reinvented. That's what so many call growth, personal growth and spiritual growth. That is, for that example I use as far as what we used to do at certain age, we no longer use them. That is reinvention of the mind at the human level. But how about at the being level? We are human and we are being. It is the balance of the two of them that makes us complete. A complete life is one that is enjoyed, that is enjoying both physically or at both physically and spiritually good life. And speaking of good life, many would say, well, my life is not that good. I have bills. Something happened. Flood. A bunch of situations that we can find ourselves in. Let me clue you in on a fact. Let me clue you in a fact about this physical world. It is made of tragedies, adversities, and deception. We are not of this world. No, we are of this world. We are not from this world. Our being is not from this world. It is using the physical body that we have. The world, the nature of this world will always be what it does. There is flood, there is hurricane, there is, well, we discover fire, and whether we did discover it or not, sometimes we make mistakes that cause adversities, we burn things down, and many times we have major fire that cause adversities in so many lives, burn homes, many, many homes at a time. It is caused by lightning, drought. The rain doesn't, let's say some places, especially in the West Coast, where they know some drought. And things get bad light, a very powerful lightning will start fire. That has nothing to do with you and me. If our homes are in the path of these fires, yes, they will get burnt down. This is what adversity is. So too hurricane. Hurricane can start all the way down in Barbados, and works its way in to United States and cause flood and stuff like that. Those are adversities, that nature of this physical world. You cannot do anything about it. However, what you have full control of, if you have chosen to prepare your mind for, is how you approach each and every one of those adversities. Because many, many of us have endured or going through adversities. Yes, those adversities passed, but the effect of them continue to grow and do damages in us. Why? Because the minds that those adversities, difficult moment affected, does not know how to clear up, reconcile with unfinished businesses. If you do not reconcile with them, they will always be there. They could be strong and you're not aware of them. you might say that, yo, that's life. No, 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 no. Life is life. What you create for yourself is living. You can, and I encourage you to choose to educate your mind to universal wisdom education that will enable you to create your own living. It doesn't matter where you live. You can create a living that is private, spiritual, only for you. You cannot create it for someone else. I'm quite sure that many of you who are listening right now or will be listening to this show from our archives may be asking, how do I go about starting to cultivate a loving mind at both human and spiritual level? First, I would say that you need to make the decision to do so. Give me a call. Go to my website, www.wisemindevelopment.org. Wisemindevelopment is one word, .org. You'll find ways to my email address and Twitter address and every ways that you can connect with me. I can have a session, a spiritual session, consultation with you to get you on your way. Don't go on and try thinking that you can figure that out on your own. 1 hour of your time will save you years of troubles, if not a lifelong. You need to have, when you are entering any spiritual journey, you need coaching. That's what I do. I've been doing it all my life, and I do not talk about what I read in books. I have already said that to you many times, and I'm going to repeat it. There never been a show, Wise Mind radio show. There was a time we used to do 5 shows a week. All of them, I speak authentically. Honesty is the foundation on which I built all my characters. And all characters are energies. I build them on it because honesty is my messenger. It receives messages from me and it delivers messages from me. And you cannot, no one will ever prosper in a spiritual life if honesty is not part of, or does not play a strong role in your life. Those energies are supposed to be very, very, very strong. Honesty energy has to be very strong within your core, what we call heart. This is your core. That's where all your energies are lodged. You need honesty, strong, powerful honesty energy. Why? Because honesty echoes honesty. What does that mean? Honesty echoes honesty. Well, all spiritual energies communicate through honesty. Honesty is the cardinal language through which love, life, prosperity, humility, patience, name it, gratefulness, gratitude, friendship, all energies, they communicate through honesty. And when they communicate, what is being said until it is echoed through your own human version of honesty, your mind won't hear it. It's like it's passing through you, but does not echo, because there is not much honesty energy there on which to bounce. I don't know how it's done. I don't even want to care. I never care about finding out how it's done. I just know it does. I'm obedient to this fact. Thank you. I move forward. This is very important. You have to, in order to begin a journey, your spiritual journey, certain lifestyle, certain energies that are available to you has to be put in order. If you do not know about them, you won't even think about them. Those things will never cross your mind. And even though you may hear them, they would not resound to you because there is not a foundation of honesty within you, the presence of honesty within you, to echo spiritual aspirations and spiritual revelations. Again, I'm encouraging you to visit my website, www.wisemindevelopment.org, for so many reasons, for counseling, coaching, consultations and coaching. And also, there are so many tons of information regarding the energy of the mind. Mind is energy. You cannot see it. That's why you cannot see it. Yes, you have it, but you cannot see it. Information about how to cultivate yours so it can create for you lifestyle that would make this physical journey for you less less difficult. You can separate things that are going on in your physical environment and things that are going on within your core, meaning at your being level. You don't mix them, which is one of the mistakes that happened to so many unfortunate fellow friends. The mind lacking of wisdom to guide their minds, to make choices on the trend of thoughts that they choose to nurture. They mix reality and fiction. You are not a fiction. You are a reality. But if you don't know, you will think, oh, you won't know the difference. Gigi, do you have anything that you'd like to add on?
Yes, I'd like to just interject just a few little paragraphs here because I've been listening intently to your lecture tonight, and I'd just like to say that bullying is a process where, you know, there's a metamorphosis of mind, body, and spirit. And these people that are into the process of bullying, they need to revamp their minds. Of course, it's not easy to do because it's not like you're taking a bus ride and you're getting picked up and dropped off somewhere else at the same place every day at the same time, because our personalities always interact with our spiritual pathway in our lives. So that transfiguration to me is like you're not being yourself, but you want to be someone else, sort of speaking. But you've got to undergo that kind of metamorphosis that is very often a difficult and painful task. And you were talking about the core, and sometimes it can be a very painful process for the task to change your core, because the blending of spirit and matter is not easy for anyone, but you've got to have that complete unity, to me personally, to have that extreme polarity so you can change. You know, the soul is the divine spark that is in our true nature. So it is our immediate onset, our immediate unit of consciousness that really incarnates us to have, you know, a physical plane and then a spiritual plane. So we need to really pick up on that, people out there that are listening, and if you want to really revamp your mind and change your human soul so you can go ahead and have a happier, progressive, productive life, then you need to tune in to our shows on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and listen to philosopher Junsenius T. Lawrence Jr. as he discusses in detail the transmutations of life energies, mind energies, transformation of self, being recreated with a spiritual transformation that you can become high, higher than what you are now, and revamp yourself. It's not as hard, but it's painful to do because you're in your set ways. So the soul has unequivocally won the struggle to control our personalities. And if we continue to feed it with positive attributes and spiritual energies, I think that we'll be able to resolve the problem that we have bothering us. So back to you, Tito. We've got about maybe 8 minutes left.
Okay. Thank you so very much for your input, for adding on to what was being said, and that opens my eyes, reminds me of a factor in regard to my teaching of and creation of the educational solution to stop bullying and suicide practices. At a personal level as well as for community, it is to my approach, or wise mind, universal wisdom approach to that solution is one that offers rehabilitation of the mind for the bully victims. There are, if not billions of them out there. When the mind has been, or any experience the mind has been through, those information stays in the mind. They stay there, and they need to come out because they are not supposed to be there. They are not good. They are nightmares. What you want to stay in your mind are memories. Memories are good. Nightmares, you don't want them. You need to reconcile the rehabilitation of the mind of a person who's been bullied is one of reconciliation. I'm very successful at it based on what everyone with whom I ever counsel and coaching on the renewal of the mind, wisdom education, and reinvention of the mind, etc. Thank me very much, and they are not only able to create their own breakthrough, but they know how to continue to do that on their own. Because my approach to self-development wisdom education is one of teaching. I teach you the same wisdom that enabled me to reason the way that I do, so you too can reason wisely on your own. And that is the difference between training and education. You need that. this is the kind of education that you need. The second, for the bullies, if we're going to stop, not if, we are going to stop, or we are in the process of putting a stop to the practice of bullying and suicide amongst our fellow men, the approach to the bullies, I tell you what, I'm certain that when a person who practice bullying, when they understand what they are doing, the danger of it for them, they would not want to ever do that again. However, we have Wise Man Universal, the Universal Relativity Theory of the Mind. I used it to find a solution, an educational solution to help the bullies. Their minds need to be renewed. That's all they know. If they are frustrated, they take it up on someone else. In some cases, it's very, very, very harsh to see how bad a person will lose it over anything. The computer takes 2 seconds to go from one page to another one. It's too much. Some people shoot a computer screen. That frustration in the mind works best when it is relaxed and calm. We ought to offer that to the bullies. They need this help. They need this education that is available to them right now. I like, we are about 2 or 3 minutes before the end of the show. I like to personally display my gratitude, or myself and Gigi would like to display our gratitude to each and every one of you who do understand that your financial support to the radio show is what is transforming minds across the globe. We need your financial support because it costs money to keep the show going, because what comes in the air for an hour, that's what you hear for an hour. But there is lots of other activities going on behind the scene that takes funds, takes cash to do that. And we like you not to judge how much you can offer, whatever that it is. Go to, you can use my PayPal, our PayPal account to make donations. Go to our website, there is a donation button. And you can use the PayPal account is Tito Lange, TitoLange, Tito Lange, one word, @yahoo.com. Make donation however little or whatever that you can afford. You are transforming lives across the globe. We need your help to continue with this work. We are getting ready to get started. Thank you again. We ask that you have a very good evening, relax, and have a good night. Have a good weekend. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Thank you again. I love you. Gigi.